The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, 705 in the morning here on the 27th of December, 2 days after Christmas. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. Good morning to Jared.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Guess where Linda is at 8 o'clock this morning?
In bed?
No. I don't think so. She is on her way to the DMV to stand in line to get her real ID. She's been there before, and she had everything, and they said, we need two proofs of where you live with your Social Security number on it. Are you kidding me?
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's where she's spending her morning. Oh. I'd rather much rather be here. So how are you? How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was uneventful but good.
Uneventful's good.
Yeah.
No, uneventful's good. I've seen rocket attacks during Christmas. So anything that's less than that is good.
It was much less than that.
less than that. Okay. So what's the weather look like here, buddy?
It is currently 45 degrees. Tonight it's going to be clear with patchy frost with a low of 35. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 59, a low of 36. Mostly sunny during the day, then a chance of showers that night. Sunday is going to be a high of 50, a low of 36, with showers likely during the day and then partly cloudy that night. And Monday is going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 58 and a low of 38.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, that sounds good. Well, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You've heard the commercial, I'm sure, that said that if you're out there rebuilding and you're in a trailer or a temporary abode there and you're using propane gas in the 7-gallon tanks, you have to keep taking it out, they'll put for free on your property next to your home or where you're living there, I think it's 121 gallon tank for free. And then they'll put propane in there at a really, really good price. In fact, less than they pay. This is really a good deal. But this is the way they are. Chuck and Judy Kinney. Give them a call at 365-3793. And if it's Friday at 7, we must have the world famous Amy. And what a smile, a pleasure on your face today. And that little dog that you just love.
I do love him.
You do. Okay, you've gone back to loving him now.
Yes.
Okay, I hate to say this. No, I don't really hate you. I love sharing these things. Being with animals sometimes has, there's the good days and the bad days.
Yes.
There's the good days when they do everything like they're supposed to. They are buffed. They are everything. They stand on their head. They make coffee for you in the morning.
Perfect.
This one made something else for you.
Yeah, a mess a little bit today, but I am moving onward, forward and onward with this.
She comes in and I said, what a great looking dog. She says, he's not my favorite right now.
He's not my favorite at the moment. It's okay.
But he's coming back, though.
He's coming back.
Because he's a great dog. Look at him.
He is a great dog.
He's loving on you.
So I have Riley today. Riley is a 3-year-old. I'm just calling him a mixed breed because I honestly don't know. He's got like brindle coat on top, but like spots on his feet. He's got kind of like a shepherdy face, but odd ears. I don't know. Nothing about him really screams one certain thing.
But he looks kind of houndish to me. He's lean. He's not like a real muscular dog in that sense of big chest.
Breed labeling by eyeing a dog is almost never accurate anyway. Yeah. So, I mean, he's a medium or he's a large breed, medium-sized large breed.
50
no,
pounds?
He's like 50 pounds, 45 pounds,
yeah.
50 pounds.
But this dog looks like he could go for runs with you.
Yeah.
He looks like he's athletic.
Mm-hmm.
But he also is just laying down on the ground right now.
Yeah. So he does great with kids. He does great with cats even. But we'll need a proper introduction with any dog in the home, which is just a requirement of adoption for us anyway.
Oh, sure.
So,
of course.
Yeah. So if you are thinking about adding a member to your family, if you already have another dog, we do require you bring him down and we'll do a meet and greet and make sure everybody's going to, be friendly in the house. So his adoption fee has been lowered. We are still collecting toys for Stuff the Bus. Stuff the Bus is over, but we are still collecting toys for that, which gives a discount for an adoption fee until the 1st of January. So there is still time to get on that home for the holidays, you know, because we still have one more. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think this is, you know, this is the kind of dog that would be good in a, you know, in a medium-sized yard.
Yeah.
If you have kids. This is a roll around on the floor dog.
He's real quiet, too. So, I mean, he's not a big barker in the shelter, especially in his kennel. He just kind of, when people walk by, he just kind of shakes his butt at them. So, he's really sweet.
Okay,
he walks really good on a leash, too. He likes to go right next to your legs. Like, he likes to, like,
almost
touch you. Yeah, when he walks.
That's great. Okay, yeah. He's laying down. I looked underneath the table at him, and his tail starts wagging, and that's that banging sound you hear.
Flapping on the floor.
He's got a tail with a white tip on it, I think.
Yeah.
And he's just a good-looking dog. I'm sorry you had the little accident.
It's
but
okay.
I can't think of a better place to have it than over at our friends over at Channel 7. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I love those guys.
Oh, man.
No, it was, you know why I like you having it over there, seriously? Because it's right before you come over here.
Yeah.
And so if he has the small accident there, he's not going to have one here.
Yeah, well, it wasn't on live TV, so there are things to be thankful for.
That's good.
Silver lining.
Silver linings everywhere. Okay, so you can pick up Riley today?
Yes, he is neutered. He's up to date on his vaccines. He's microchipped, and he's ready to leave the shelter today.
Today. And so is there any special price on him?
If with the donation of a children's toy, his adoption fee is only
$45. $45.
Mm-hmm.
I like this dog.
Yeah, he's a cool dog.
I'm going to adopt him for Jared. Jared has two dogs, but he can have up to six.
Jared said that's too many. He already told me he can't have another one.
Why? Jared, you know what? Do you have a big bed? Do you have a big bed?
He's not a hoarder.
If you had a
like
big
me.
Bed, if you had like a queen size bed, you'd have room in it for three dogs this size.
Oh, I got a California King, and I got four dogs in my bed.
You know, your husband must love you.
He really does.
He must. No, no, he must.
One of them sleeps on his head, actually.
But the smaller one?
Yeah, one of my smaller ones sleeps up on top of the pillows instead of down by your feet.
That color doesn't even get on the bed. I mean, she does, but then she gets hot. And so we just don't even put her in bed with us because we know at some point she's going to wake us up.
Yeah.
Because she needs to get off the bed, so I have to put her down. So. Yeah. I hope you had. Did you have a nice Christmas?
I did have a nice Christmas, yeah.
I'm going to take you right to the edge here. But did you have a nice Christmas?
I did have a nice Christmas.
Was it quiet? It was quiet.
It was just
kind of. Did you get to see everybody?
We really just stayed home, and I wore pajamas all day long and made a big dinner. And
that's great.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, we were on, you know, down at Linda's parents and on the go. And so it went over to the brother and sisters with all the kids coming in there. And that's kind of like a lot of people there.
Yeah.
But we did get to see the youngest grandson. He's 2 months old.
Oh.
That kid was passed from person to person to person. Never once cried the whole time. Never once. But it had a bottle in its mouth or people burping it or just holding it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all they want anyway. So.
Yeah. Linda was holding him. She goes, I think he needs to be changed. And mommy comes. Mommy's got got the nose of a mommy. Says, you're absolutely right. Off she went. Anyway. Okay, everybody. Riley's a great-looking dog. I think that this would be a super, super New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
You know, start off your year with a great new friend.
Right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Amy.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You bet. I really like your fingernails there, too.
Thank you.
They are. What are those? Glittery blue?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're sparkly.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Let me tell you something. Carl scored. I went down to Four Winds Jewelry. I looked through stuff there that, you know, Linda goes down there on a regular occasion. She looks at stuff. And Leonard, you know, who's down there helping Rebecca and Henry, said, you know, she looked at this, and it was a bracelet. And it was such a great price from Four Winds Jewelry because they have great prices down there. And I don't know if their sale is still going on today, but it might till the first of the year. Head on down there to 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open today from 9:30 to 4. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Plus, they have got just great, great selections right now. And I can tell you there's other people that went down there that we talked to, and they were happy also. So many people go down to Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back. 7:14 in the morning. It is about what, 34 degrees? What is it, 38 degrees out there? It is 41 degrees out there. It's going to be going up to a whopping 57 today. We'll be right back after these messages.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come. But he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and duct cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Season's greetings. I'm Chelsea Forseth, one of the owners of NorCal Rentals and Sales, NorCal Trailer Sales, and NorCal Tractor, your new local Kubota dealer. We would like to wish all our brave men and women who serve us daily in active military duties and their families warm holiday wishes and a happy new year. As we celebrate this season with family and friends, we'd like to take this time to remember freedom isn't free, and we invite you to join us this holiday season by thanking a veteran. Merry Christmas!
I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's such a fine sight to see.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-456-7719 in the morning. You got something you want to say here for the next 15 or 20 minutes, why don't you give me a call? This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. Start off your year by having somebody come out there and take a look at your heating system and checking all your filters, checking your air ducts, making sure that your system is really working, because we got a couple more weeks of I think, a winner going on here. They can service any type of makes or models. Not only that, but when they say they're going to be there, they're there. They don't give you a three-hour window. They say they're going to be there at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, whatever works for you, they're going to be there knocking on your door. So be ready. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heat and Air, another better-known company. Did you know that this day, in 1846, the Donner Party started eating their dead, eating their own. Also, when I was in Iraq, my friend and roommate was reading. He, for some reason, he was really into the Donner Party. He had a couple of books he brought with him. Did you know that no woman or child died during that Christmas, but several men did?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. And also, this is the part that's the coldest part. One of the Donner Party got through to get help, and the only people that went back with them were a couple of Native Americans that worked on this ranch that went back to help. When they got back there, they killed one of them and ate him.
One of the Native Americans?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. And I thought, the other one got away. He was warned by a couple of by some of the members, said, you better get out of here, but they got the other guy. I know. Do you ever watch the Rose Bowl Parade? It's not Rose Bowl, it's the Rose Parade. But it's, do you ever watch the Rose Parade?
I do not.
I mean, that, you know how many people watch it along the route? You have any idea?
100,000.
700,000.
Oh, wow.
Along that route. 70 million watch it on TV or video or whatever they watch it on anymore. You can't say TV anymore. You just have to say media.
Oh.
Maddie Tony from Redding, she goes to San Luis Obispo. She's in charge of the only student-produced float in the whole parade, and she's from Redding. She's a junior there. 23,000 flowers go on this thing, on the float. Students build it themselves. They do all the welding. They do all the, they do the all the mechanics, all the animation. They do it all themselves from San Luis Obispo. And she's in charge of it, and she's from Redding, California. And I think that's great. 23,000 flowers. Think about this. Because everything on those floats has to be either a flower or some kind of natural substance like bark. They do a lot of the husk, coconut husk, to make the floats. When you see all the brown and you see like grass and all that kind of stuff, everything's real. Did you know that? There's no plastic in this thing.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So you should get up one morning when it's on or record it and just, you learn all these things. My favorite part of the parade, besides the, Marine Corps marching through there and the, and these kids' bands, my ex-wife was from a very small town in Washington State. And her band, I think all 60 members of it, were going to march in the Rose Parade. And they all got they got matching blue jeans and white shirts and hats and boots. And they marched the whole route of the parade. It was a huge experience for them. She says at the end, because they had given them all new boots, they were dying.
They had blisters
and
stuff.
Oh, yeah. But she said it was so cool. Like that. And like I said, they have these huge high school bands, a couple hundred kids in it. And now all the way down to these ones that are 60 members, But this was, 50 years ago, of course. But still, okay. But if my other part is the horses that come through there. And they have people that have been riding in that parade for generations. In the horse units there, and their grandparents were in it, their parents, and now them. anyway, now let's see what else. Oh, CNN has stopped calling illegals. They call them just Latinos. But what's that? What happens to the Ukrainians and the Asians and the ones from Nigeria? Do they call all of them Latinos if they're illegals? Or are they just – how do they do that? They just call them Africans or Ukrainians. Oh, yes, we've had another, you know, 50 or 300 Nigerians come across the border, not illegally, but just Nigerians. I love CNN. How was your Christmas?
It was good. I got a kit full of Bob Ross stuff. Do you know who Bob Ross is?
Bob Ross?
Bob Ross.
No.
The painter on PBS.
Oh, yeah. The guy that does the...
With the afro. Well, he passed away.
Yeah, he's passed away, but... Oh, yeah, they do all these memes about him and everything. But
yeah.
Oh, no, I've seen that. He can take a blank piece of canvas and turn it into almost anything, landscape, anything. And he does it with ease.
Oh, yeah.
So are you into painting?
I am not, but I used to watch Bob Ross as a kid, so my mom thought, I'll buy him some Bob Ross. I think they had an auction at KIXC where they had a kit full
of
Bob Ross
stuff. Now, are you going to start painting?
I'll attempt it.
I think that's great. You know, you need a hobby. You know, and, you know, this year, Linda and I, our hobby is going to be, we're going to devote time, instead of running around doing crazy things with everybody and all this, is take time to ourselves this year. That's kind of our Christmas present. Hang out at Adamson's gym all the time and, and work on those things that will keep us healthy. This is going to be 2020 is going to be the healthy year. You know, you have different years, the year of the FM last year. This year's going to be the healthy year. And I think what you're doing with the paintings is healthy. So, okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got House of Realty with us. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. You know, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in town. It's the only place I go to buy my firearms. They've got them all. They've got all the accessories. They've got great customer service. Veterans get discounts. And if you're looking to still buy somebody a present, you can always get a gift certificate there. Then they can come down and buy a firearm or buy ammo, any of those things. But Bastiani Arms is the place I recommend people go to. It's locally owned, locally operated. Don't go to the big box stores. They can match those prices. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Head on down there today. Tell them Carl sent you. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages with House of Realty.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, and churches and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. It's been a really devastating year for some of us here in the North State. From the fires in 2018 to Snowmageddon in 2019 and the unprecedented hailstorm, our family and team at Coachmaster wish the best for all of you affected by these disasters. We hope that Coachmaster was able to ease the stress for our customers that were affected by these events. With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:31 in the morning. It's about, 40 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 57 today. Looks like a really nice day on the hook for us. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, community-oriented. You can't find a better level of personal care than you can at Cornerstone Community Bank. Visit them online at bankcornerstone.com and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Well, it's House of Realty half hour here, and I'm with Bruce Middleton, of course, and Cameron Middleton of the House of Realty, and you've got all types of facts and figures in front of you, but first of all, I have to ask you, did you have a nice Christmas?
We had a great time, and Cameron has a son that's 2 years and 2 months now, and he was the hit of the party, obviously.
You know what? we were at one, or the one last year, he was 2 years, and about 2 years and 3 months last year. I guess he's 2 years and 3 months this year. But then the newest one, 2 months old. So everybody in the family, there's like 18 people there, held the baby. So that's cool. And you look at Christmas through their eyes, of the young one's eyes, everything is just, oh, wow. And I think it does something for everybody.
Yeah, I don't think he'll ever remember this. I think next year will probably be the first Christmas that he, you know, remembers. But he was the head of the party, and he had a great time.
That's great, too. So, but here's the, I know this is taking your time here, but you all have a meal that is kind of unusual. Is it Christmas Day?
Christmas morning, and this is a tradition
that morning
started about 70 years ago, and actually it used to be at 8:30 or 9, but we pushed it back to 10:30. But we have homemade chili and hot dogs, and that's been going on for at least 65 years that I can remember. And so I made the chili the day before, and starting about 10 o'clock, people started coming over, and I think throughout that four-hour period, we had between 30 and 35 people, and everybody ate hot dogs and chili and raved about it.
Well, you know what? I tell you what, my secret sin, hot dogs and chili dogs are my, you know. Anyway, but I've never heard of that.
Every year.
I've never heard of that for a Christmas meal.
No, I look forward to it every year. It's
you've grown up with it.
Yeah, well, I remember, gosh, we were just talking about it. It was about 20 years ago. I actually had sinus surgery on the 23rd, I think. I wasn't allowed to eat any spicy foods or any carbonated beverages. It was the only thing I got out of bed for about 4 days, was that chili and hot dogs. So, yeah.
Yeah, so much for the spicy food, huh?
Yeah, that put me down another two.
Hey, you know, what's it going to – can you – I don't know if you're prepared for this because I've been gone, but How was last year as far as real estate in our area?
Well, it was a good year. And I think there really is a distinction between a good year and a great year. And I think that's important. What we saw here locally was slow, good growth. And price appreciation was in the single figures, but it was price appreciation. And I think that's important because too often we see places that are having, you know, 15, 20, even 25% appreciation, and that's unsustainable.
Right.
And now we're starting to see even California statewide is starting to see some declines in sales, declines in prices. It is starting to take a little bit of a shift. And so certainly we have had two major things going for us here that we are not having in other parts of the state. One is we haven't had that crazy appreciation, mm-hmm. which has overinflated the market. And I think the other one, of course, has been, you know, for better or for worse, has been the fires.
The recovery for that.
As tragic as they were, it has pumped a lot of insurance money into the area, has seen some increased buying. We have seen that certainly over the last year, especially as people's rental allowances from their insurance companies have started to run out.
Yeah.
And most of those max out at about 2 years. So we do anticipate to see some of that at least into the next 6 months of next year.
Right. I was just talking to my nephew, who is in the he's in the land business in the sense of somebody wants to put in a subdivision or something. He levels the land and does that. And he says he's watched them. It's starting to decline in Sacramento.
Yeah. The major areas. Yeah. And when we say a decline in the number of sales. Most of that statewide is due to lack of inventory, and it's getting more expensive to build. I noticed Bob Sprinkle, the local appraiser, puts out a monthly report as well as annually, but third quarter to third quarter in Redding, the appreciation number was 7.12, which is about what we've done the last 3 or 4 years. And it was also noted that Redding and Chico had that type of appreciation. But the major hubs, San Francisco, San Jose, San Rafael, Santa Rosa, Oakland, Anaheim, they were all down as far as appreciation. But you have to remember, too, that prices are so high down there.
Yeah.
That, you know, if it's $1.8 million, 7% is a lot of money. Here, if it's 257%, you know, it doesn't mean anywhere near that kind of increase. And although rates are extremely low, you know, 30-year fixed under 4%, which helps nationwide, the number of sales have actually declined, and it's mostly due to inventory.
Well, inventory, you know, everybody talks about the homelessness, you know, problem. But really, there's people that can't afford houses. You know, but they just can't find houses. Is that true?
Certainly. And I've got a pair of young first-time home buyers in their 20s right now that are looking. And they're often getting beaten out by investors, by other people looking. They're getting into bidding wars and they're losing. So
investors from other areas.
Some are local.
Or some are local.
Some are local. Some are from out of the area. But you are – it can be difficult. I think certainly – you know, even all the way up through to the governor are realizing that, you know, from a local standpoint, we're seeing on a statewide standpoint, we do have a shortage of inventory and a shortage of homes here, not only in the state of California, but we are still slim here in the Shasta County area. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are, and we can get into it in the next segment in terms of some of the things being done on the state level. Locally, they're looking at doing certain things. And, you know, I know that the city is – in particular, is really trying to make some strides with regards to what are called accessory dwelling units, often called granny flats or casitas or what have you. So, and really some of this is a state. They're being able now, it's going to be much easier here starting next year to be able to add a small secondary home in your backyard and also to convert your garage.
Next year. Because I can tell you a horror story right now. We have people across the street that own an empty building lot behind them. They were going to put a garage on that, you know, a larger garage than they had. I mean, it's their land. And then they said, nope, that's just for, you know, you've got to put a house there. Okay, so we're going to put an apartment above the garage or something like that. $60,000 in fees.
Yeah.
$60,000 in fees. And that just stopped him from building. Is that going to change then with this new law?
Well, you know, we're fighting these fee increases all the time. And when they had the park increase fees, you know, that was one thing. Residential, they were high enough, but they also included those fees now in all commercial and industrial building and pension increase costs and whatever. But now, January 1, any new home being constructed and the permit being pulled after January 1 or later has to have solar. And you know what we've just gone through solar-wise. And then,
right. They've reduced how much they pay.
Absolutely. So it doesn't necessarily pencil nearly as well as it did. But now, by law, all new homes have to have solar. And that's going to add to the cost.
Do they have to have the sprinkler systems inside, too?
That's coming, but that's not starting this year.
Right, okay. Right.
But that's going to be another huge cost.
That's a couple years out.
I think in the county, that's you know, standard right now.
Yeah, but I think you still have a year or two before you have to adhere with regards to the sprinklers. But, yeah, solar is coming. For clarification, on an ADU, if you already have an existing single-family home, there are no impact fees on development fees on the new on an ADU that you build if you already have an existing home. And also, you're not going to have to necessarily have one of them as your primary residence. So you'll be able to rent out both units. But so long as it's, and they're probably going to have a provision in there that states it cannot be a vacation rental. But so long as it's a long-term rental, you will be able to put to rent out both of them. So, you know, it's little steps like that. I mean, sometimes it's a step forward and a step back. Again, some of the fees on new construction, on new homes, can be prohibitive. Seeing things like what they're doing with the ADUs, that will at least help to a degree. And often cases, for most of these, it isn't necessarily, some new person that's going to be just randomly renting the back unit. What it's going to be is maybe a child or a mother, grandmother, grandparents that may otherwise be taking up an apartment unit somewhere in town. Now they're going to be living on the premises. So that does free up at least an apartment unit, another unit somewhere else in town. So, yeah, there are some steps being moved forward, but they're, you know, again, one of the issues, speaking of solar, we're going to have solar on all new homes. But, of course, the city council just made it a lot more difficult to be able to put solar on existing homes. So, you know, that's something we're going to certainly see over the course of the next year, what that does to the solar industry as a whole. We've got at least a couple.
I think we've got Bruce Blake coming in next week.
Yeah, Bruce is great on this. And, of course, we've had a couple of dozen solar companies here in town. And not all of them are going to get the contracts for the new homes. And it may be very difficult to be putting solar on the existing.
I think you're going to be seeing some of the solar companies going out. I mean, there's just not going to be that much, like you said, not that big of a demand. So there's going to be some just not going
to
make it.
With that smaller payout, it adds another 3, 4, 5 years to pay off that system. And, if you're thinking 15, 18, 20 years out to make it where it's really viable, I mean, there aren't a lot of people that are going to do that, I don't believe.
Let me ask this one real quick before the break, even though this is probably an hour answer. This new Prop 13 initiative that's coming out.
I wanted to cover that.
Okay, well, let's catch that then, and we'll go to an early break, and let's talk about that one, because
that
I was just
good.
Reading about it again, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, oh, my gosh.
The split roll.
Yeah, the split roll. Oh, my gosh. Okay, here we're going to take a quick break here. I'm, of course, with the Middleton clan from House of Realty, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, a veteran, has been in the business now for over a quarter of a century. He's been to a number of different schools, but what he has found is that being able to take your car in or your RV or your truck into his garage, to his spaces there, where you can control the atmosphere, and then he can put the mixture on it, and he guarantees it. He guarantees it for life. And if you've got a small chip in your windshield right now, it's cold out there, get some moisture in it, and it freezes, it's going to crack that windshield. Or you've got that chip in your defroster hits, it puts the hot air on it, it's going to crack then too. Let him fix that before it happens. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241 241- 8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
Years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. 605-4567 if you got questions for Bruce and Cameron Middleton here from House Realty. We're really filling out what's going on in the real estate market. We're getting ready to cover something that's scary. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Home Helpers. Sharon Clark will set up a personal free consultation to see how she can help you in your home with your loved ones, whether it's 2 hours a day, 24 hours a day, 1 day a week, 7 days a week. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. She's been in the business over 15 years, and she's won Best in the North State so many times, you know, I can't even count them. Reading Home Helpers. Bruce and Cameron Middleton are here from House of Realty, and we've been talking about how, in a good way, we haven't had that huge appreciation for our houses, but that's good. We've been, it's been single digit, but 7%, a little bit over 7%. But you can't sustain 10, 20% like you see in other places. So, but we've had a steady growth here. But on top of that, things that the state is forcing us to do is having a big impact, or can have a big impact. The latest one we were talking about is this new split rolls for Prop 13. Can you kind of illuminate on this one?
Yeah, and as the legislative chair for our association, this is something I've really been following at the state level and looking at with our state association, California Association of Realtors. Basically what it is, most are aware of Prop 13 and what it does, and it keeps increases on your property, both commercial and residential property, at a minimum, and keeps it at a steady and predictable increase. What has happened?
Like 2% or something.
It's one.
Yeah,
oh,
1%. But
okay,
you can have no more than a 2% increase per year.
Right.
So what happens is that when they wrote Prop 13, there was a particular issue where, especially with commercial and industrial property, you could have it in a corporation, and if you transfer the corporation, somebody bought out, you know, Chevron, whoever, then the real estate didn't transfer over like it normally would. So you have basically commercial and industrial property that are at a lower tax basis. So the problem is that some have said, okay, this is unfair, and they've pointed to a couple of large companies, Chevron, Disney, some others, and say, well, these guys aren't paying enough in property taxes. Therefore, we need to change just the commercial and industrial portion of Prop 13. And the problem is they say, okay, you're going to have, because residences are subsidizing these commercial properties. So somebody living in their house, they're paying more per square foot of land than the commercial property is. Therefore, it's a subsidy. There's two major problems with this. One is we have at least a $15 billion surplus in the state of California right now. Why we need more taxes is beyond me or anybody else.
Because they want to spend more.
And the second part is, and we've seen this locally again, I think, with the local solar issue. It's not a subsidy if you're paying $5 for something and I'm paying $3. And we say, okay, you're subsidizing me. We should each be paying $4. Well, when you raise me from $3 to $5, you're not paying any less at all. So now you're maybe not subsidizing me, but the only difference is all we've done is go from the government receiving $8 to now receiving $10. And that's basically what the argument they're trying to make is. Let's go ahead and increase the property tax on commercial properties and reassess it at market rate every 3 years. So, number one, it makes it completely unpredictable for businesses to be able to establish in 3 years, 6 years, 10 years, what their taxes are going to be. Right now, they can pretty well calculate that. They won't be able to do that in the future. The other thing is, this isn't just large companies. Everybody will talk about Disneyland, refineries.
This is my office and studios. If I had a separate building there for this, now they're going to come up, and instead of me paying 1% more each year, knowing that then I can plan that in my taxes and my business plan and everything. Now every 3 years, you know, or this first time they come back and they say, oh, by the way, your taxes are going to go from, let's just say, $12,000 a year to $30,000 a year.
Correct.
Now I've got to figure out how to come up with that one. Is that true? Are they going to let you?
Well, you better believe, too, that any lease that's going to be written,
oh my gosh,
will certainly have that in it. And so that is that unknown factor that you might be paying $1 a foot and have a 10-year lease, and 4 years from now you're paying $2.20 a foot.
Well, that's,
can that be sustained? You're going to create vacancies. The other thing is,
well, that's right, because I pay, you know, we lease here.
Yeah.
Each year, it's a yearly lease, and I think I'm on a 4-year lease now. But they could come back then and say, Carl, your rent goes from $1,500 a month to $2,500 a month.
It'll be passed on to tenants. And that's the problem. It all gets passed on. And everybody thinks, oh, it'll hit these big corporations. It's not going to hit them one bit. Well, it's the small businesses.
The one other thing, too, is it's going to deter growth. Because all of a sudden, you know, it's going to cost more. And you project your numbers out and say, okay, I'm going to build this. The property tax factor is going to be this. The insurance is going to be this. And my total expenses are this. So I've got to project my income, and do I want a profit? And when you break it down, all of a sudden it's $3.80 a foot. Nobody's going to build. And so consequently, those existing commercial properties will go up in value, which therefore higher taxed, passing that on.
You're paying a lot of Disneyland right now. Wait for a year if this thing passes. Now, the other part of this is that's going to be that balancing point where people are figuring, do I want to keep my business here in California or not? Right now it pencils out. If this passes, it no longer pencils out.
Absolutely.
So they're either going to shut the business down.
Or move. Yeah.
And we're seeing that dramatic moves of big companies because they're looking down the road. They see something, this split roll coming.
Yeah.
That made the decision for them.
Yeah. And look at restaurants, for example. You know, and that's what it'll hurt. It's the small restaurant that's leasing a space in a building that now all of a sudden they're already trying to figure out how to sharpen their pencil and keep from going broke because of the increase in labor costs, increase in food costs, everything else. Now all of a sudden their rent costs are going to skyrocket. And people weren't going to think about that when they go to the polls to vote on this. They're going to think about Disneyland. They're going to think about
they're paying the same as I am, big
corporations. Yeah. And it's going to be, oh, hey, we'll go ahead and hit them. And then when they're, you know, their barbershop goes out of business and their favorite lunch spot goes out of business. These places go out of business. They're going to go, well, what happened?
It's a 1-2 punch. It's the cost of labor and your taxes just went way up, or your property taxes went up. Bruce Dean is going to be with us early February, right? He said in January he's opening up like 7 more stores. He's going to be with us on the first Tuesday in February to talk about, you know, of course, now they're nationwide. But what does $15 the hour means to all of these places, all of businesses like this? And when he was head of the Restaurant Association, he was saying it back then. If this thing passes, watch how many go out. The only thing you're going to have left is like big ones. Mom and pop can't do it.
The mom and pop won't be able to do it, and it's going to end up being your chains is all that's going to be left.
Okay, I need to ask this question right here at the end. Last time we talked, there weren't a lot of houses available on the market, a lot less than usually are. How are we looking now?
Well, we're still right about where we were when we started the year last year. So, again, it's a seasonal curve. We do see the number of listings adjust seasonally. Of course, the buyers also adjust with it. But really, looking at the numbers, we are just about the same as we were a year ago.
So how many houses are out there in Shasta County?
About 1,000. On our MLS.
And there used to be around a double of that at least?
Oh, there were days I remember 2,200, 2,300.
Yeah.
And you figure with 1,000, that's about 3.5 months worth of inventory.
And you think, oh, that's 1,000 houses, you know, but that's every house.
That's every
house.
In the county.
In the county, every house. And there's some houses out there you might not want to live in. Or other houses that are so expensive you're not going to look at. So that kind of really winnows it down. Good thing a house of realty is out there. I mean, you guys are always on the move out there.
Well, and again, what we're seeing is plenty of activity. You know, we've got a healthy amount of, you know, inventory. It should be a little bit higher. We've seen, you know, we're seeing that slow price increase, but we are seeing it. We're still seeing commercial activity. We're still seeing residential activity. You know, there's still enough margin there for people to be able to invest. You know, the main things we're really watching out for are initiatives and things from the state, how well we can continue to build new units. And the other one, of course, is always interest rates. And keeping an eye on that. They've been steady. It's the one indicator I watch every day is the 10-year Treasury, which really helps to determine what interest rates are at. But, you know, so long as those stay, we'll be in good shape. So,
how do people get a hold of y'all and go down to House of Realty? By the way, we bought our home from House of Realty.
Yep, you sure did. I remember that.
Yeah.
530-241-8300. Been the same number for 55 years, pretty much. So
55 years.
We're still there.
And still thriving. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for being here. And
thank you, Carl.
Happy New Year. Hey, we come back. We're going to have a One Safe Place with us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
.com, I'm Jeremy House. A close advisor to Boeing's ousted CEO will also lead the company. Mike Luttig was Boeing's general counsel from 2006 until this spring. CEO Dennis Muhlenberg was pushed out this week. And Toulouse, head of communications, will leave at the end of the year. A cold and blustery winter storm unleashed downpours and extensive snowfall in Southern California, triggering a tornado and snarling post-Christmas travel on major routes Thursday. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson says the storm will make its way from Southern California, but continue leaving ice and snow behind.
The storm system itself will blossom as it moves northeast from the desert southwest, and there's more snow now on tap for the southern central Rockies and moving into the Great Plains.
Localized flooding inundated roads and freeway lanes while snow fell to low elevations, leading to numerous traffic accidents. Many of the nation's roadways will be packed today as holiday travelers have begun returning home.
The AAA and global transportation analytics company, INRIX, expects slow traffic specifically for Boston, Houston, and Seattle this afternoon as a mix of holiday travelers merge with local commuters on overwhelmed roads. Nearly 105 million Americans, the most on record, were forecast to drive to their holiday destinations, up about 4% over last year.
Correspondent Matt Small reporting. The Russian military says its new intercontinental weapon that can fly 27 times the speed of sound is now operational. It bolsters the country's nuclear strike capability and can carry a nuclear weapon of up to 2 megatons. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead by 58 points at 28,679. The NASDAQ is up 3 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Just because it's cold outside, it doesn't mean you need to stop grilling. Not if you've got the right grill, and that would be a Solaire infrared grill. Solaire infrared grills perform equally well in the cold of winter as in the heat of summer. Just like you feel warm from the sun when you step out of the shadows, the Solaire infrared burners heat your food directly, not the air around the food like conventional grills do. The intense heat also results in the juiciest food you will ever taste from a grill, gas, charcoal, or otherwise. To get the great taste, it's all about the heat. And Solaire infrared from besthotgrill.com gets hotter than anything you've ever experienced. Try it yourself with the Solaire demo program. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
Tiffany is rebounding on sales from China.
Iconic jeweler Tiffany says its sales grew nearly 3% this Christmas season, boosted by overall sales from the Chinese mainland. Tiffany, which is being bought by Louis Vuitton, saw holiday sales fall last year during the trade war between the U.S. and China, but as tensions eased, China's growing middle class has returned to normal purchase patterns.
That's correspondent Keith Peters reporting. Russian police are lifting some bail restrictions on three young sisters charged with murdering their abusive father. The case elicited widespread outcry after reports emerged that the sisters acted in despair after years of being beaten and raped. They were released on bail in September 2018 after 2 months in custody with restrictions including a curfew and electronic monitoring bracelets. Some of the restrictions expire Saturday, and police have not sought to renew them. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. A heavy security deployment is in place in the Indian capital of Delhi in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh as Friday prayers take place just days after violent protests against an amended citizenship law.
Security forces in Delhi have been conducting patrols in Muslim-dominated areas ahead of Friday prayers. The authorities have already imposed a ban on large gatherings. But university students in Delhi are due to hold a protest in front of a state government building against alleged police firing on demonstrators last week. In an attempt to curb growing protests, the Uttar Pradesh authorities have suspended internet services in several districts. The new law fast-tracks citizenship for non-Muslim migrants from three nearby countries. But critics say it discriminates on the basis of religion.
BBC correspondent Amarasa Netharajan reporting. And the Coast Guard says a tour helicopter with seven people aboard disappeared in Hawaii and a search is underway in challenging weather conditions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Oh, we've got 1,000 lines here, so you'll never find a busy line. Okay, maybe not 1,000, but we have many. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center and Jarrett, what's it look like for weather?
It is currently 43 degrees downtown. Today is going to be mostly sunny. Then patchy frost tonight with a high of 56, low of 35. Saturday is going to be mostly sunny with a chance of showers Saturday night with a high of 59 and a low of 36. Sunday, we have showers likely and then becoming partly cloudy that night with a high of 50, a low of 36. And on Monday, it's going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 58 and a low of 38.
Great. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. 40 degrees out there and sunny today. Ooh. Hey, Susan, let's go to the line. We have Susan Eastman on from Wells Fargo Advisors.
Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks, U.S. stocks have made record highs in early trading, extending the Santa Claus rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 65 points at 28,687. The S&P 500 positive 2 points at 3,242. And the NASDAQ Composite up 5 points at 9,028. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Intel up 30 cents, trading at $60.12, Cisco up 6 cents at $47.91 per share, and Tesla down $1.82, trading at $4.29. Local stocks of interest, Costco off 82 cents at $2.94.84, PG&E down 19 cents at $10.67, AT&T positive 14 cents, trading at $39.30 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced at 1.87%. And for our commodities, gold is up $3 an ounce at $1,513, silver up 6 cents at $17.94 per ounce, and crude oil down 24 cents, trading at $61 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, did you have a nice Christmas?
Yes, I did.
You call
and
it
now
the-
we're having this nice Santa Claus rally.
Yeah, I heard that.
Unbelievable.
Santa Claus rally. You know, it seems like impeachment hasn't had one effect on the stock market except push it forward.
It's just pushing and pushing. It's although true. We all know that what goes up, it has to come down.
Someday. Someday.
Enjoy this experience, but it's record. So
it is. Okay.
I want to have a great, great weekend.
And you have a wonderful New Year's.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. She's busy because at Wells Fargo Investments. She's the first vice president over there for investments. They're over at 2705 Park Marina Drive right here in Redding. You can give them a call at 530-243-7561, and Susan really knows what she's talking about. She says, well, this has been great. We've all hoped he's got to be watching. At some point, the rocket that soars to the skies, to the outer space, sometimes stops. It starts to drop. So good morning, everybody, and welcome back. Hope everybody had a great Christmas. And preparing, of course, for New Year's. That's New Year's is an interesting thing. I talked to a highway patrolman the other day, and he says they are really ramping up this year, really ramping up for New Year's Eve. So just be aware of that out there when you go to parties or you're speeding down the road, especially in Anderson where it's 55 miles an hour there for like 3 miles. I'm here with One Safe Place.
Hello.
And I'm here with Christine Hickenbaugh.
Hickenbaugh. We'll get it right 1 week.
No, we won't. But I'll keep trying. Hickenbaugh.
There we go.
Probably you'll be here. It'll be like another couple of months, and then somebody will want to snatch you away from One Safe Place.
No. Oh, she says no.
Anna Hutchinson.
Start the bidding.
Right. Now, Anna was there with Linda and I. We always go to the Seroptimus Christmas dinner. And we're invited by Lori Goyne, who, of course, is big in Seroptimus. And I always think, oh, gosh, look, you know, we get to go to have a nice dinner. And it's being, and you know, and Lori's bringing, you know, brings eight of us in there for that. And but this year, I did not get out cheap.
No.
I went to your silent auction over there. And I put my name down. I put my name down a couple of times.
Yes,
I thought. Well, and then other people didn't put their names down. Or I put my name down twice on one object thinking, oh, come on, it's worth a lot more than that. And obviously I was the only one that saw the value of this balancing sleigh with reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you put it up? You know, it's a balancing one. And then it's got this kind of like a ball on it, and you push the ball, and it goes back and forth. It's really cute, and I thought it was really nice.
Like a pendulum?
Yeah, well.
Ish?
It's kind of like a clock. You know, the clock, and it goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Well, this thing moves back and forth. It's really, really well made, of metal. It's beautiful. And I thought, nobody's going to just want to pay that for it. Well, I have that now.
Well, you can look at it as you have the good taste to see the value.
I do, but now my father-in-law has it, and he loves it.
Better.
Oh, yeah, he's into that kind of stuff. Anyway, but that's got nothing to do with One Safe Place. So how was your Christmas, though, Christine?
It was great. I stayed here in Reading and enjoyed the good weather and family and friends, and everything was close by. So,
great.
No snow this year.
Oh, yeah.
It was relaxing. I was fortunate to get to just stay home all day, have people come to me, get to stay in my pajamas.
Isn't that cool?
Do some knitting.
Well, that was what somebody else was telling us that Amy, the girl brings in the Haven Humane Pet of the Week. She said, I was in my pajamas all day, just cooked dinner that night. She said it was great.
Absolutely.
You know, quiet Christmases.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're thinking about that next year, just saying is that, well, we'd really like to be there, but and find a cabin someplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Worth it.
We have plenty of them around here.
Plenty. What's going on with One Safe Place?
We got a lot going. We got a bit going on. Yeah, we've got a new course coming up at Shasta College. We've got that we're going to talk about. We've got camp is starting up. We're starting the planning process and opening up nominations for children to come to camp. And we're gonna chat about walk a mile for just a quick minute there.
And walk a quick mile.
Walk a quick mile, right by here actually.
It's right down the street.
Yeah. So save the date.
Okay.
It's gonna be May 2nd.
All right. Well, I tell you what, let's go to an early break, and then we can get into all of these when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has built a company here. It's not just insurance. It's also financial help, financial advice. And we usually concentrate on the insurance, but the financial side of it is just as important. Besides being able to find insurance for your home, especially after all the fires, are your financial life in order too? We talk about how you know, making sure your home is insured and you have health insurance and long-term insurance and all that. But because we live longer now, is your financial insurance, you know, I use it like that, but is your financial planning going to be there? Are you going to have, to the day that you leave this planet, are you going to have money there to take care of yourself? Well, go down to Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and she's going to help you. She's got a real great team of pros. They've been doing this since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. Give her a call, 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
SSD Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SSD Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. It's been a really devastating year for some of us here in the North State. From the fires in 2018 to Snowmageddon in 2019 and the unprecedented hailstorm. Our family and team at Coach Master wish the best for all of you affected by these disasters. We hope that Coachmaster was able to ease the stress for our customers that were affected by these events. With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184. Now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I have a friend that has the hot dog stand down in front of the post office on Yuba Street. Great guy. And the other day he was talking to me. He says, yeah, I'm going in. They're going to do something in my heart. So it's a, you know, it's an operation that, you know, they're kind of running, not stents, but something else into his heart. And his doctor was Paul Mazur, who is head of the surgery department at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And he had nothing but great things to say about that. Well, it's because Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the IBM Watson Health Organization. second year in a row. This is big. Mm-hmm. This is Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's done so much for our community and continues to give to our community. We're here with Christine Hixenbaugh.
Hey, and there
Anna,
we go.
And Anna Hutchinson. Yeah, it's because I wrote it. I put a C instead of an X. Sorry, and I just fixed it from one safe place. Now, you got a lot of things going on, and there's a lot of things we need to talk about that's coming up this year. But, okay, what do you have?
What do I have?
What do you want to start with?
All right. Well, you know what? We could talk about the course coming up, right? We've got once a year in the springtime, we've got our ADJU 106, which is domestic and sexual violence intervention. Uh-huh. It's a training course that's usually hosted at One Safe Place, but once a year we host it for credit at Shasta College.
Oh.
So anybody who's interested in communication, sociology, it's offered within the Department of Administrative Justice, so it's perfect for first responders, anybody who's going to be going into a crisis situation, mm-hmm. Or may at any point in their career encounter domestic violence or sexual assault.
Well, I tell you what, police, when they go into when they get the call for domestic violence in a home, they're prepared for anything.
It's
at this point,
the most dangerous type of call.
It is a very dangerous type of call because you're trying to take down the person who's assaulting the other person, and then they all of a sudden turn on you. And so, they just, when they go in there, they've got to watch everything that's going on because they're going into situations for kids, babies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just nasty.
And they're learning so much. I've heard of people telling me as an advocate that our police force has done a good job with taking care of them, especially in opposed to other counties. Have you seen that too, Anna?
I've seen it firsthand when I was in college. I had an experience with a roommate who was assaulted, and I just remember vividly her. We were in the police station in the middle of the night, and her just storming out, crying because the officer was just focusing on, "Oh, you've been drinking. Oh, we this, that, and the other." And then, so it was a really nice surprise to get involved in the community here in Reading and realize officers are really invested in service to the community.
Which is one of the reasons, one of the byproducts of this, is why we quote so many instances of domestic violence, because people in this county know that it's going to be taken care of in the right way. So they're not afraid to report it, as you have in other counties where your friend had that type of experience. The next time she's just going to go, you know what, I'm just going to just stay in my room the rest
Absolutely.
Of my life. So,
yeah.
So it's kind of, it's a two-edged sword there. One, they're really taking care of people, but our numbers go up because people are not afraid. You've got a place like One Safe Place that they can come to.
Yes. It's a good thing when people start talking about it and reporting, If we want to change the culture, we're going to have to start somewhere and start talking about it.
Same thing in the military. When they start talking about it, and started really getting into this, the numbers went sky high.
Yep.
Because they had not felt, the people who had been sexually assaulted, men or women, did not feel safe in doing it. They felt like nothing was going to be happening. So when they found out that had changed, of course the numbers are going to go up.
Yeah.
And you've just got to expect that. Now you've got to see if they're going down because of the new climate in the military.
Yeah, I hope that it is.
Yeah. I'm sure it happened in some of the – I'm sure it must have happened in some of the commands I was in, but it never worked its way up to where I was at.
Mm-hmm.
So either it had been taken care of or it had been brushed aside.
Well,
right.
I think that's what a lot of people forget when they see statistics about domestic violence and abuse and assault is they get really shocked about how high they are and don't consider the degree of underreporting that's happening. Even now, we serve people of all genders at One Safe Place, and we do see men from time to time. But I am sure that men in particular are still underreporting as victims of domestic violence.
What about gay men? Do you see that in there?
Absolutely.
Where their partners are
same-sex relationships can get very complicated, particularly for law enforcement, because there's no what's the term, like cultural, there's no easy template to lay over the situation and go, okay, well, you know, statistically the man is more likely to be the abuser. When you have two men, you look at the situation and it becomes much more, okay, is this mutually combative? Is this really real? Mm-hmm. It just, and it's through no fault of our law enforcement. It's just a learning curve.
It's a new, it's something new terrain in the society there. Mm-hmm. And you're right. There's no template that's going to cover it. Like if you go into a man-woman type of relationship, even though that one may be kind of, you have some kind of experience.
You have a starting point. Yep. So,
and people don't realize that this is happening all the time too.
Absolutely.
I think
statistically it's happening at least as often as in heterosexual relationships.
Well, yeah. Of course it is. I mean, it's bound to. Mm-hmm. I mean, a relationship is a relationship, you know, whatever the relationship is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. That's one of the reasons why, you know, it needs to be included in the VAWA Act.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. But if that wasn't...
The what act?
Violence against women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're working on getting it in.
Violence against women and...
Violence Against Women Act.
I know that, but how do you add that? Violence against women and men?
It was passed in the early 90s, which was definitely a time when everyone had a more narrow perspective on who is a victim and who is an aggressor. That's just the name that's carried on over the years as they reauthorize it, I think every 3 or 4 years. But over time, they've added, as you know, politicians do, they add subsets to the act, and most recently they've started trying to add additional protections for the LGBTQ populations, Native communities, men, just underserved populations.
In 1975, I was a company commander of a company of Marines. My first sergeant walked in, he says, a PFC Schmuckatella is all beat up. And we're going to have to go over to his house and get his stuff. And his wife had trashed him.
Yeah.
I mean, trashed him. And so I had to send first sergeant and like 4 Marines go over and get his stuff.
Yeah.
Because so it was happening way back then, too. It's just, but you never, you know, what we thought was, well.
A woman can't do that.
Turns out she could.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we had to find him a place in the barracks, and that's where he stayed.
Yeah.
And that was our way of handling it, because, you know, now this becomes something that they're going to have to handle, but we gave him refuge.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like that. But it was messy on that. Okay. So you've got that coming up. That's a big class.
Yeah. And if that wasn't an incentive enough, we've also got, if you do end up taking the course and you volunteer at One Safe Place, we'll go ahead and do a reimbursement. And as long as they're able to, for the class, that's taken at Shasta College, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7:10.
Starting in January.
Starting in January.
How many days does this thing last?
It's
a full course.
It's a full semester.
16 weeks? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a 66-hour training course.
You're in the day or in the evening?
Evening.
Evening, so you don't have an excuse then.
Mm-hmm. 5 to 7:10.
I have a good friend who's a firefighter who's going to be taking it just because, like you were saying, it's excellent for first responders to have that additional information.
Yeah, this is it gets messy out there. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. You know, relationships at its very best
can
get messy. So.
And this year we're also going to be offering it at the variety of different campuses through Shasta College. So that includes Tehama, the Intermountain area, and Trinity.
You ever thought about putting this down at seniors in high school type thing?
You know,
maybe an abridged version of it so they can see it.
I mean, Christine can talk about the education that we do in schools. So we are getting into the schools and talking about some of these topics. I think the difficult thing is that some of the topics are they're challenging topics, and so
maybe too much for that.
But definitely too much without parental consent.
Okay, so but when you go into the high schools, do you talk domestic violence then? Because it doesn't start when you're 18.
No, it does not.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, we talk about domestic violence. We had created a club a couple of years ago, and it was a grassroots, right? We let them kind of do what they wanted. You know, what do you see? What do you see needs to be addressed in your high school in terms of domestic violence? And it became kids helping kids. You know, through the process. Yeah, they had to go home to something that wasn't
helpful for them, a good deal, right? You know, but sometimes it's just not, you know, you don't, it's not bad enough to get, you know, a CPS involved or something like that. You know, it's just, you know, they're part of the cycle and they want to break it and they're excited to break it. So they're working, they ended up working together to try to figure out how do we help each other break this cycle? Because I don't want to be like mom and dad. I don't want to show violence in front of my children, right? And so we did a whole course.
That's part of the whole ACEs thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Adverse childhood experiences.
Yeah. Adverse childhood experiences, and also, you know, sort of the medicine for adverse childhood experiences, which is protective factors, one of which is social connections in times of need. So when you create that network between peers, yes, their home life may not improve directly because of that, but when they're experiencing something, they'll have an outlet to speak to someone about it, speak to a peer about it, rather than just replicating
the
patterns.
Somebody that will support them.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, look, I'm here with Anna Hutchinson and Christine Hixenbaugh from One Safe Place, and we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back. We've got a lot of things talking that we're going to be looking at for this year, but also you know, some things that's going to impact on people, especially during the New Year's time. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Siskiyou Transport. You know, I was getting gas the other day down at the Valero station, and I was looking at their sign up there. Water heaters, home heaters, you know, we get gas because we have CFN cards. And the CFN cards are every month I get a report on how much gas we've, you know, how much gas we've used, you know, how much it costs, all this thing, and one handy report. And they're good in over, 60,000 different places here in the United States. Haven't found a place yet, no matter where I was, that I couldn't use my CFN card. SST Oil is always looking now also for good employees. It's an employee-owned company. And I tell you what, Bill and Dana take care of their people down there, and you're not going to find a better place to be driving for than SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. They're always looking for good employees too, but if you're looking for maybe replacing that heater or that water heater and having always having hot water, which is a huge thing, call SST Oil. Been in the business for 52 years right here in town. 241-1167. We'll be right back. 8:30 in the morning here, 40 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day today.
Spend my days with a woman unkind. Smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and away from a neighbor you've known for years. Helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center. Caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center. Since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Have you been curious about the buzz surrounding CBD? For starters, CBD is not THC. CBD will not get you high and has no mind-altering effects. This makes CBD perfect for use during the day. What does CBD do? People are trying CBD for pain management, sleep management, anxiety, and other common issues. There are so many products out there, it could make your head spin. At Catalyst CBD, they know how confusing CBD can be and have the answers to any questions you have about different uses and applications of CBD. It really is about educating yourself. The experts at Catalyst can talk with you about the facts and the myths. They can clear up the buzz of CBD and make it crystal clear why people are trying CBD and coming back for more. Come visit the store on Victor, just north of East Cypress, and find the widest variety of CBD in the North State. Come in and find out if CBD is for you and receive a 15% discount on your entire first purchase. You've got questions? They have answers. Stop in today.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back. There we go.
Had a really long blank spot in the beginning.
Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Good morning, everybody. 8:35 in the morning here on the 27th of December. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. They've been with us for the whole 10 years we've been here, and I think for a year before that when I was over at the other station for a while. I can't say enough about them, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. I can say that, say it proudly when you go in there. They work on appointments now, so you can give them a call for your appointment. You just walk in, get your haircut, and walk out. Or you can get in there early like I do and catch up on all my reading. Car and Track, aviation magazines, guns and ammo, catalogs, men's type, with things like reloading and all that. And they've got it all right there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Okay, I'm here with Christine Hixenbaugh and Anna Hutchinson from One Safe Place. A lot of things happening. Talking about the class that's starting out at Shasta College on domestic violence. That's open to anybody.
Yeah.
And if you come and volunteer after taking that class over at One Safe Place, they'll reimburse you for the tuition.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, yeah. What else we have going here? You want to talk New Year's?
Yeah, let's talk
right
New
here.
Year's.
Let's talk about
let's
New
talk
Year's
about
Eve.
It.
It's next Tuesday, New Year's Eve, so there's New Year's Eve parties, all types of things going on. So let's talk about that.
Well, I think what we wanted to talk about is less how you can be safe yourself, because it is not your responsibility to not get raped, but more about what to do if you're in a situation where you see a situation or you see an interaction between people that looks like it might be unsafe. How do you be an active bystander and help your community, help your friends, while also staying comfortable and staying safe in your own way? Because we don't want anyone getting in harm's way, right? So what do you do, for example, Christine, if you're out with your friends, maybe you're at a bar or you're at a party, lots of alcohol because it's New Year's, and you're seeing maybe, and I'm going to be real basic here and just use a woman as an example. I'll be basic. what would you do if you see a woman who looks like she is very, very, very intoxicated, and, is sort of being maybe pulled off to the side or isolated a little bit by whoever she's with? What would you recommend someone do if they see that?
I would recommend, I could say kind of what I would do, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm a direct person, right? There are different ways that you can intervene in a situation like this. I'm a little bit more extroverted, especially when I see something like this, because I get mad, So, I would walk over and talk to the girl, talk to the guy, get a sense of where are they at, what's going on, what's their background, right?
are they dating? Did they just meet? You know, for me personally, to do a little assessment and try to figure out how I can assess the situation and make sure that she gets home safe. Because at that point, once you're so intoxicated that you can't stand, it's time to go home. Right, that's a danger level. That is a time when people, I'm sorry, but they're out there. They're going to be looking for you. You know?
And even if they're not looking for you, I think that one of
because you got to remember the other person has probably been drinking too.
Potentially,
so their inhibition level, just like one person is just doesn't have really a good idea of anything that's going on. The other person's inhibition level has also gone down, thinking that they may be the
he's
most...
He's ready to party to have a good time.
And he may think he's the most irresistible guy in the world, she's being his friend.
Well, and I think that what you just said points to another major complication here, which is that I have a hard time believing that every sexual assault comes out of pre-planned malicious intent. I think a lot of it comes from lack of education on the part of boys and men who are not necessarily brought up having conversations about what does healthy consent look like? Mm-hmm. What does it look like for someone to really be saying, yes, I want to be here with you versus maybe I'm just too drunk to get away and you're the closest thing to prop myself up on. I think being a bystander is both about, like Christine talks about, you know, maybe going over and doing a more direct assessment, but also if you know either of those people, you can just go over and start a conversation with them and just sort of have a regular conversation. But while you're doing that, assessing the situation in your mind and maybe just recommending, hey, like, do either of you need some water? Have any of you guys eaten lately? How are you getting home? I mean, now we have Lyft and Uber and everything, so there's really no excuse for anybody to be driving after a New Year's party, honestly. But, you know, they're going to, because like you said, the CHP is going to be.
Oh, they're
going to
be out there in force.
And they should be.
And the city police and the sheriff, everybody's going to be out there.
It's appalling, but, you know, like you said, alcohol lowers inhibition, so we all start making suspect choices.
Yeah. I think what you said is really important. There's predators out there. We know that.
Absolutely.
And they're going to be predators whether they're drunk or – but a lot of it is that they're – you know, both sides are intoxicated, one more than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And everything seems good until everybody wakes up the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize that – so this is where the intervention comes in. You don't have to know them, but it helps. And now the one thing you have to be also – aware of is that guy maybe all of a sudden become big.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's the other problem. So if a guy goes in there to intervene, you know, all of a sudden he's a threat. He's a an opponent. He's somebody else that's going, you know, that anyway, as opposed to a woman going over there and talking, saying, hey, you know what? She's really out of it. You know, you don't want to get in trouble on this one.
Go over as a pair.
As a pair.
You know, because I believe that it is very important for men and boys to take a more active role in interrupting the danger that people find themselves in. You know, I agree with what you're saying about, you know, a man walks over and can be seen, like it can escalate the situation, but at the same time, I feel like it shouldn't always fall to women to interrupt this behavior, which, again, is not necessarily premeditated and malicious.
Be, you know what? It could be your male friend.
Absolutely.
That you see this is going on. And,
hey,
and
man.
I don't, you know what?
What do you think you're doing right now? And how, you know, have you asked her how she feels about this? Hey, man, she looks really drunk. Do you think she's okay?
Did you realize you can get arrested for this?
Yeah, I mean
that's
that works
one.
Too.
Dude,
you know,
Well, no, dude, you realize you can get arrested for this and
because,
the condition she's in?
Because one of the most
and this is going to ruin your life.
Well, and I think that's another area of severe lack of education is that so many people don't realize that when you are so intoxicated that you cannot actively give consent, it doesn't matter. You cannot give consent, right? And you know, my slightly more mature brain, right? Because I've grown out of my 20s, thank God. Thinks like, wouldn't you want to be with someone who you know definitely wants to be with you? Like, isn't that a much more pleasant experience than, you know, sort of waking up the next morning and be like, oh, I don't know, was that okay? But I think that if more men and boys and women and girls, but particularly men and boys, if more men and boys were thoughtful about she's been drinking a lot, and while I may be interpreting these signals as positive, I cannot be sure, and legally no one could be sure. Maybe I should just get her phone number, call her tomorrow, see how her hangover's doing, bring her some food, be a real cute first date, right? Like, you're both sober, you can both remember it. That sounds like a lot more fun to me.
I applaud you for that scenario. That sounds amazing.
You don't have to pick up a bottle and hit them, Christine.
No.
No. A bottle of 7-Up. We're going to take a break here. But what we're talking about is, and this happens, and this is during this time of the year, a lot of people go to different, they party hop. Mm-hmm. And so you see something that could lead to disaster the next day for two people. Mm-hmm. And not even, you know, and it's like, I agree with Anna that both people have been drinking, but it leads to something. One person is a lot more intoxicated than the other. It could lead to something that's going to be a life-changing event.
Yeah.
How do you go into it? How do you go in there and intervene to save both people? What you're doing, you're not just saving the one person. You're saving the other person, too, from something that's going to impact the rest of their life. And this doesn't mean when you're in your teens or your 20s. And this can be all the way out.
Absolutely.
You can be a lot older, too, because I've been to a couple parties where some of the people, participants there, were in their 50s. And
did you say anything?
Well, let me think. I haven't seen them at the point where they're really drunk, but I have seen people that were being very friendly with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I didn't.
See, you know, so that could be a New Year's resolution.
That could
for you.
Be a New Year's resolution if I see this. Of course, where I've been spending New Year's for the last few years.
True.
Yeah. You know,
if you're alone in a cabin.
If you're alone in a cabin, it's kind of hard that, you know, my wife could, you know, I guess, say, you know what? If the guy is really, really drunk, you don't really have a lot to worry about, but, you know, except, you know, trying to keep him from throwing
just
up on your
over.
Shoes. Yeah, you just tip him over, which is a good thing to do. All right. I'm sorry, we've gotten a far field here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:46 in the morning. It's 40 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to go up to about 57. We've survived Christmas, and now we're getting ready for New Year's. And this last segment was talking about what happens when you go to a party and you see somebody so inebriated that they really can't give consent one way or the other. And somebody's there chatting them up. And how do you intervene? Should you intervene? And the answer is yes, you should intervene, whether you're male or female or you go over as a couple. Because what you're doing is you're preventing two people from having their lives changed dramatically because they've been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back after these messages.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. there's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided an effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 8:50 in the morning here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot. Here we are, getting ready to start New Year 2020. It's going to be cool. Yeah. Hey, I'm here with One Safe Place with Christine Hixenbaugh and Anna Hutchinson. We're talking about, of course, New Year's Eve. This is where a lot of sexual assaults happen because people drink too much, both sides. Mm-hmm. I agree with Anna that I don't think it's necessarily a predator on one side and just a victim on the other. However, that does happen. We're going to talk about that in a second. But people's inhibitions get lowered, and one night can change a person's lives and what you need to do to intervene. And there's nothing wrong with intervening.
Nope.
To go over and just say, you know, talk to them about what's going on, what you're seeing. And the fact is that they're, you know, they're kind of like, well, you know what? You want your life to change tomorrow? So I think if people did that, we wouldn't have a lot of the problems we have. But there is something else. You just did an intervention where drugs were used.
Right. Yeah. You know, part of my role at One Safe Place is to be on call for our crisis hotline. And so we get phone calls from the hospitals when domestic violence or sexual assault victims present at the hospitals. They call for an advocate, and so one of us will respond. And in the 3-plus years I've been at One Safe Place, I've gone on a lot of these responses. And frequently, the individual, and 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a woman. Frequently, she will say either, I think I've been drugged, or most recently, I had a woman tell me, oh, yeah, he told me he's been drugging me. And so this adds a whole new element because when you're talking strictly alcohol, you know, at a certain level, there's a personal choice involved with how much you are drinking. But when something is put into your drink, you could have one or two sips of a single drink and just be obliterated for the night, not really be in control or be able to remember anything, and certainly not be able to consent to any kind of intimate actions with another person. Yeah. And, you know, that can be that is a huge threat, and it is something that people do. It's not just something that you see on after school specials or Lifetime movies or whatever. Like, it is a thing that people do. You know, and why they do it, I can't really speak to. I'm sure some of it comes from insecurity and being worried about getting turned down or whatever. But
no,
ultimately,
you're a predator at that
but
point.
Ultimately, yeah, it's predatory, and it's wrong, and it's really, really important that people of all genders, right? Because again, this is, sexual assault is not strictly a woman's issue. It can be anybody can be victimized. It's really important that when you are out, one, use the buddy system, right? Try to always have at least one friend who you know is with you wherever you are, especially if you're party hopping. You know, don't leave all your friends at the last party and show up somewhere and be by yourself.
Do not do that.
Yeah.
Get your own drinks.
Get your own drinks, because
Don't take them with you when you go to the bathroom.
You know, and it's complicated, because on the one hand, I would love to live in a world where we don't have to give people advice about how to protect themselves from rape. I would rather we live in a world where people do not commit rape, but ultimately this is the world we live in. And I know that one thing I've always done at parties is, you know, even when I'm holding my drink that I've gotten for myself, I hold it by the top. So I have my palm kind of over the top of the drink, so that there's also less of a chance of someone just walking by and putting something in for funsies. Yeah.
Well,
right?
We've got our granddaughter's getting ready to go to college next year, and her mom is very aware of this as a nurse. And she's given her all those rules. You go with a buddy, and you don't let somebody give you a drink.
Yeah.
And the other one is keeping your drink, knowing where your drink is. So.
And I got to say, as much as everybody wants to, and I know I'm there too, you know, when you want to fit into that fancy dress for New Year's, you got to eat.
Oh, my God, please eat food.
Drink water.
Go carb load.
Carb load it up.
Pasta,
on New Year's Eve.
Burritos. What are other kinds of carbs?
Eat the bread. Make the exception for New Year's Eve, because you don't want to be
you
unable
like when
to
you're
take
hungry
care of yourself.
When you're, and you take your first shot. Nope, doesn't work.
Don't do
that. Okay, now we got something big coming up here.
Well, we do.
Yes, we do.
You know what it is.
I know what it is. It's the one safe place, the crab night.
Crab feed. How many years in a row have you been doing this?
What, going there?
Yeah.
The very first crab feed I ever went to. The very first one I've ever gone to in my life was One Safe Place.
Yeah.
And Linda took me to it, and I had just gotten back from Iraq. I mean, not that long before. And it was all-you-can-eat crab. I walked out that night ashamed of myself.
Did you walk or did you roll?
Well, I waddled out, and I probably had butter all over my front, and I didn't know people would eat crab like that, but it seems like we do.
They'll do it for a good cause.
For a good cause.
Absolutely. So not only do you have unlimited crab, you also get salad, bread, clam chowder, dessert, coffee. Because you need to, you know.
Copious amounts of coffee.
Absolutely. And any of the designated drivers will have free beverages while they're there. Of course, non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic
beverages.
That's
the deal.
Right. Okay. And this is going to be when?
It's going to be on
February 1st.
February 1st. Yep. And we do still have opportunities for sponsorships. We're accepting sponsorships up until January 10th. Tables are $600. That's a reservation for 8 people, and it includes 4 bottles of wine, crab crackers, and wine glasses.
Okay.
Special crab feed wine glasses, right?
I mean, I haven't seen them yet.
I feel like
They've always had like little crab.
Yeah.
They've always had like little, you know, crab feed type logos on them and stuff.
Yeah.
You get your crab crackers. That means those you want to bring your own butter.
Yeah,
do they have butter warmers there too?
Well, you know what? It wasn't included on the flyer, so I would say bring some butter warmers.
You have to bring
prepared. We're practicing under promise, over deliver right now.
Yeah,
there could
absolutely be,
but it's not
there
my area of expertise.
Yeah.
And a roll of paper towels, and of course you want to bring lemon.
Maybe a bib.
Well, you provide bibs.
Oh, okay. We do provide the
bibs.
Those
bibs don't last.
Yeah, but you can still. Oh, you don't eat seafood,
no.
Woman.
I know.
Wow. Well,
spikes me out. That's fine. More crab for everybody else.
Okay. And last year we ran out, so come early.
It's really?
We ran out.
Because I was going to say it's all you can eat. And I tell you what, your volunteers out there, who are your volunteers this year?
I know that we had United Shasta came out. Who else do we have come out?
Well, I mean, we've got 200 to 300 volunteers. So there's groups like United Shasta who are bigger. There's the Act 2030 Club, I believe, is regularly volunteering.
Now here's the big thing: they march in the crab, and they have
the conga line,
and the king. It's either king or
crab.
Queen crab. Mm-hmm. Whoever bid on it last year, and last year it was Dr. Sam Van Kirk, and he was busting some moves in the conga line. And then everybody sits down and starts eating crab. So
it's a good time.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
And then there's auction items.
Yeah. And there's all, the auction starts at 4. And then
that's
there's
a silent auction.
A silent auction. And then you also have an opportunity to donate. We'll be fundraising for Camp OSP.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's great. Anyway, it's a good time. It's a major fundraiser for One Safe Place, and it sells out.
Absolutely.
I mean, you get I don't know how many people you can stuff into the
quite there. A few. We got
like 1,000
pretty
people.
Rowdy crowd.
Oh yeah, and stand by because there has not been a crab fight that I've seen in the last 12 years.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't mean it can't start, but I'm hoping it doesn't. Where you have crab legs flying across the room.
Right, those might hurt.
Yeah, those would hurt.
Since the funds are for Camp One Safe Place, we should talk briefly about what Camp One Safe Place is so that people know.
Better do it quick.
Yep.
It's a summer camp week-long in Shingletown for kids ages 8 to 15 who have experienced violence in the homes. It's free to the children to go. Nominations are open. Typically, folks are nominated by teachers, social workers, their advocates, whoever the case may be. And if anyone is interested, they should come out. It's summer camp. Law enforcement comes up. It's great.
And if you want to make a nomination, let us know, and we'll get you a nomination form.
Okay, and this is great for kids. This is where the money goes, One Safe Place. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Some of the parties are going to start this weekend, so be careful out there, and we'll be back Monday. You can stand me up.